Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have some weather news to start the Mike O'Mara Show. You'll know that a couple of years back, I decided to move the entire family down to Southwest Florida, or West South Florida, as we call it.
Western South Florida, yes.
And I just will tell you that people move to this part of the United States because of one thing. They want warmer weather. And I'm here to tell all of you in the rest of the United States that yesterday, I believe the area down here known as West South Florida,
yes,
probably had the highest temperatures in the United States.
Ah.
It was in the mid to upper 90s.
Ooh. In November.
Yes, yes.
And those are so, like Death Valley temps, Mike.
They're Death Valley temps, and I'm here to tell you that those of us that live down here, old, young, and in between, although we moved down here, many of us, for the break in temperatures, this is not exactly what people count on, even in the middle of the summer down here.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually hotter than it can get in summertime down here, and if you're out of doors, it can be a little difficult. So this is just my little message to God that I understand your little joke that you've played on everybody saying, okay, you moved out of your you didn't want the cold. Well, I'm going to give you hot. I don't want hell hot. I didn't
have
come
you
down
done
here
something,
for hell hot.
Do you think you've done something to anger the
Ooh,
man upstairs?
The God.
Here it is. Let me tell you the way I think. You know that I have a somewhat fatalistic view of the world.
Haven't ever noticed it, but I'll go with it if you say so.
You know that I occasionally complain. I'm a bit of a complainer.
Right.
You're not aware that I've ever done that.
No. As a matter of fact, the fact that you're saying this is the first time I ever remember you complaining about anything.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So I look at it this way. When we don't get a massive hurricane slamming into the coast of Southwest Florida,
sure,
I call that a win. And we are, I think, a decade into that. We are a decade hurricane free in West South Florida, which to me is special. They still
you have something
summer,
wood you can knock on?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. I think you may couldn't hurt.
Big win. Big, big win.
There you go.
But this stuff, I don't know, because I'm still new. This is my second year being down here at this time of year, and it was not this hot last year. Actually, it was quite cool. And so, I'm saying to our maker and anyone that can lower their carbon footprint that, please, can we have a little break? Because I don't talk about it because I feel I'm going to be mocked. I'm going to be mocked. If I talk about it during the summer, I know I'll be mocked because I live down in South Florida. Of course
it's
that.
Hot. Yeah.
However, in November, we are 3 weeks away from Turkey Day.
Yes.
And it's going to be, it's going to be upper 90s in places. It's going to be, there are going to be records shattered today and tomorrow all over the state. And it seems to me that when this part of the country sets records, you're talking about blistering temperatures.
Well, it's going to be 81. It's going to be 81 here tomorrow. That's way too hot.
Way too hot. That's perfect for November. This is what I dream of. This is why one day I'm going to move to Arizona.
Now, 81.
You know, he keeps saying that, but he never does actually
move.
One
day.
I'm going to
give you a hot call, and you guys be like, what?
What?
And I said, yes, I'm moving. Fix the studio. Goodbye.
Very good. It can get hot there, and people hear about here. I just don't know.
Well, it's El Nino, Mike. It's El Nino. He's back, and he's pissed, and he's doing
pissed.
It to everyone.
Mm. Yeah.
And
what
they talked about this.
But that means you're not going to have a milder winter.
We're going to have a milder winter.
But doesn't it mean a milder winter with more snow, though?
And no, extreme weather is what they say.
Aha!
Usually, at least what I saw on the Weather Channel, when they actually were doing weather,
Yeah, they do that still.
They said,
I hate, man. You know what? He's so right, because you watch the Weather Channel. It's like, oh my God, there's a storm off the coast. I want to see what it's going to do. Welcome to storm stories from 1978.
Exactly. Let's relive other great storms.
So, there's a competitor. I know on DirecTV, there's a competitor to the Weather Channel. There's another one.
Nat Geo has a lot of storm chasings.
But they've got one that actually gives weather, and I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Almost is time, Mike.
It's AccuWeather.
Diego?
I think.
Yeah. AccuWeather?
AccuWeather.
AccuWeather, he says.
And I don't know if. Is it AccuWeather on DirecTV, Diego?
No. Well, I know they're on Verizon, because Verizon got rid of the Weather Channel for some reason.
So oh, interesting. Look at that. They swapped them out, Mike.
Oh, by the way, speaking of DirecTV, they have made nice with the NBC.
Oh, so you got the NBC?
They're back, baby. You're back.
That's fantastic.
The magic of the guy with the great teeth on the local affiliate in the morning here. So that's a good thing.
What I've been told is this flooding and this warm weather is because El Nino. That's it.
El Nino.
And what is El Nino? Did they explain it at all? I know it's a weather phenomenon.
He's our intern. He's right over there.
No, that's
right.
He's
right across from you.
Yeah, guys,
that's
not mad.
Right. But he's a Nino.
He
is
said,
a
my bad.
That's Spanish for a small child, correct? Nino.
Oh, so
little
it's
boy.
The little boy.
Yeah.
The little boy will bring us extreme weather.
My brother's nickname was Nino when we were kids.
Boy.
Yeah, boy.
So if we were to bring our old intern who worked for Todd Moore for a while, who's now up in New York back, yes, we would call her, hey, here's Nina.
Nina.
Nina would,
yes,
be girls.
And
right?
You know who else is great is Nino Grismanelli.
Nino.
Which is
Grismanelli.
His name is Boy Grismanelli.
By the way, when I bump into people down here that, by the way, are the economic engine of South Florida and a good part of the United States now, the people that work so hard and do so many great jobs down here and speak a lot of Spanish,
yes,
I've decided that when I greet people that are working down here, that are from El Salvador and Central America and Mexico, that I'm going to try to speak a little Spanish, but I'm going to try to speak Spanish like Benicio del Toro does.
They'll
appreciate that.
That's interesting.
So as opposed to saying, hola, ¿cómo está? I'm going to try to do it like, buenos días, mi amigas.
Yes.
Buenos días, mi amigas.
Yes.
Now, ¿cómo está?
I hate to ask you to do this.
Gracias, y tú.
But if Benicio del Toro went into Subway and ordered a sandwich.
Get the chicken. Get the chicken with lechuga. Tomate. Sal y pimienta. Sí. Buenos días. Buenos noches. Ay, buenos noches. 6 p.m. Buenos noches.
How do you say quaaludes in Spanish?
Quaaludes. Oh, and I'm trying to think which Benicio del Toro. It's the Benicio del Toro. I hope I've got. I might have the wrong actor, because I get Benicio del Toro and Javier Bardem confused.
You're doing a Javier Bardem.
That's a Javier Bardem.
Hold on, you mean
I'm doing a Javier Bardem? You know,
they're different guys.
Hey, Rob.
Hey,
how dare you?
But this is Javier Bardem when he was doing kind of a nondescript ethnic accent when he was in No Country for Old Men.
Right.
When he says, "Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Would you like to flip a coin? Call it." Heads or tails? Call it in the air.
Heads.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
You're a dead man. I'm going to shoot you with my air gun right now. There we go. God, it's hot in South Florida.
Now, I know you are mostly right now, Javier, I know you're mostly focused on the Go Diego Go show, but you do sometimes watch Dora the Explorer, right?
I do.
Dora because
the Explorer, she's very entertaining.
What you have to know is the name Benicio del Toro actually translates to Benny the Bull. Bull. He is a character that actually runs around with Dora.
So this is Javier Bardem. He's much leaper.
Benicio
del Toro is much more like this.
You could do your Taken script with as Javier Bardem.
Yeah, like an audition.
Yes.
The Taken script.
Yeah, so
if
he had passed on Taken and Javier Bardem would have gotten
all right,
the role.
Let's do it right. Hold
the contract,
on.
Contract dispute.
The
contract negotiations.
That's right. All right. It fell through. We've lost
By the way, probably one of the most Googled dialogues in movie history.
Oh, I agree.
Is the Taken speech. I can actually put in Taken speech just like this, and it comes right up. Okay, all right, and there it is.
I have the wrong. Here's the music.
Okay. Okay, hold on just a second. Are you ready?
Yes.
Please.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have any money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look. Yes, Oscar.
What's the secret to great guacamole?
Great guacamole is the avocado.
Oh, thank you.
The ripeness of the avocado.
Is there a way to prevent the guacamole from browning? Because you know it oxidizes.
I'm going to tell both of you. If you derail my bit one more time,
yes.
I will look for you. I will find you.
And I will kill you!
Oh. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Did you find anything yet?
Yes, there's a whole section on biting on this mommy forum.
Oh, good. What does it say?
My son was biting, so I got a stranger to yell at him. Being disciplined by someone else outside the family scared him into stopping.
Idiots!
Kayla,
what? I am not hiring some hobo to come over here and traumatize my child. She's already prone to flashbacks, if you know what I mean.
Okay, you know she didn't fight in Vietnam, right?
I don't know anything anymore. What else does it say?
Okay, well, this one says, when my daughter bit her brother, I put a pinch of pepper in her mouth. She cried and cried, but she never bit again. Smiley face.
Oh, well, the smiley face makes it okay. I waterboarded our toddler. LOL.
Well, all right, what do you suggest we do?
That we log off the Spanish Inquisition website and handle this with love. Okay, Lily?
Take a bite of an apple. Take a bite of a pear. Take a bite of the cookie that you left over there. Here's one thing you should never do. Don't bite Taylor or Brandon or Sue. Because people aren't food. People aren't food. Your friends will run away if they're scared of being chewed. And as a side note, private parts are private.
Well, problem solved.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, brilliant. Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. I am looking right now at my beautiful son in a beautiful photograph framed by our good friends at Framebridge. Beautiful. Do you have a million photos around your house, in your phone, on your computer, and not one of them is framed? Have you thought, it's just a hassle to drive down to the frame store and deal with all that? How about fixing it with Framebridge.com? They can frame anything. I use Framebridge.com. I showed you my frame earlier in the week. It's easy. I love the results. Just go to Framebridge.com. You choose your frame. You upload your art. You preview it. You buy it. It shows you exactly what it's going to look like. A lot of our listeners are taking advantage of this already. Prices start at just $39 and are up to, hear this, 70% less.
Wow.
Than traditional framing stores. Framebridge has lots of framing options from classic to eclectic. They have it all. You can even have one of their expert designers recommend what's best for your art. You've got to try Framebridge, especially with this offer. 15% off your first order and free shipping when you use our code TMOS. This is an amazing deal, but it's only available this week. So go to Framebridge.com, find your favorite frame from their curated collection, upload your art, or mail it in for free. Preview your art, and it's custom frame. They'll show you exactly what it looks like. We love it. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get 50% off and free shipping. Then receive your beautiful custom art ready to hang and send us a picture. We'd love to see your pictures when they get all framed. Don't wait. This offer is this week only, so go to framebridge.com. Use the TMOS code and save.
You know what'd be fun is after they send us a picture of their framed artwork, we could frame that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah.
See?
It's always a bit.
You're the Russian doll thing.
You're not being serious.
Oh, it's fun, though.
Trying to sell product.
A frame within a frame.
Yeah, within a frame within a frame.
What is that cartoon T-shirt you're wearing?
Oh, it's Groucho Marx. It's a new T-shirt I got.
How are you, Rob?
Me, I'm doing great.
Right? Is
I'm
everything
doing great.
Okay?
You've manufactured in your head that I had some sort of mental breakdown yesterday. I just had an off day, I think. And I apologize to you guys and the listeners. I didn't mean to do that.
I didn't notice. No big deal.
Well, you don't pay attention, so it's understandable. But I know that Mike and I, we have sort of a psychic connection. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, Mike, I meant to tell you this in the open of the show. I have an extra bunch of gifts for you that came to our P.O. box yesterday.
Really?
Mark Metivier. I think it's Metivier, not Metivier.
Louisiana listener, maybe?
No, he's Vermont. Vermont. And he sent a whole bunch of Vermont stuff.
The
Vermont
Metivier has positive connotations. You know. I know that. What do we have?
He sent you from Vermont a Woody Jackson 2016 cowlander, which has cows for every month. This will look great in your Florida studio and remind you of your friends
up
north.
What a lovely, generous gift that
is. Pretty cool.
And
Thank you so much.
Looks like a watercolor of a Bernie license plate from Vermont, because I know you're a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Look at that.
Cool.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe I am.
Watercolors.
Well, you don't oppose him. And also a big box of all sorts of Vermont tasty things, like maple-flavored somethings and stuff like that. So
I think the Vermont people are the most generous people in the world. The Louisiana people and the Vermont people are extremely generous, and everybody in our list. So we've had from every state in the union, it seems like we've gotten something over the years, but very nice people. That's very sweet. That's very kind. But getting back to you.
Me?
Nice try.
I want to make sure. Yeah, when there are a lot of typos and stuff, and I want to make sure everything's okay in your world.
Everything is
fine. We don't talk off air that often.
Has
about
something
you.
Changed? Is there something you want to bring up? We're a family here.
And I'm going to say this sincerely.
Yes.
I saw the only post that your wife put up there is that Dad ate all the Halloween candy.
That's a quote from the kids. Yeah.
Did you eat all their Halloween? Did
Not
you eat a lot of
it.
Candy?
I
did
had
you
some eat a lot candy, of sure. But that was after the typos.
Come on, the
typos
look
were
brother.
Unaffected.
Look what your brother. Look what your brother is doing.
Yeah. You know what? At this point, I'll take it.
Okay. He's doing
Dig
the X sign over his eyes.
Dig the hole, pony, and we'll jump in after the show. No, it's just, you know, it's really, I hate it more than anything when I saw those typos, and I don't know how I missed them, but you can bet your ass it won't happen again.
Yeah, and you're right. I'm probably reading more into it than I should.
Yeah,
I just,
but what about the candy?
Sure.
Did you really eat all of it?
I did not eat all of it. There's still lots of candy left, and there was lots of candy beforehand, but.
Well, we discussed this on the show. I'm not up there, so, you know, that's why we had the, you know.
Yeah,
when
it's Benny hard to talk about.
When your brother comes in, Benny the Brooder, on days that he's all, and by the way, we can't say a single solitary word about it, but wasn't he that way when I talked about that other thing right before the show? Wasn't he kind of,
dismissive, okay. Sure.
I get used to that, but that's him every day.
That's who
so I don't
am.
Think that's a, that's
and
what he does.
Be proud.
A real
that's
dick.
That's what he does. But at the same, well, no, you're not a dick, you're morose. Sometimes.
All the time.
And he wears his morose dungarees, and he comes in. And he's
you can be more, but you the only way I can the only tells for you are based on kind of your work to see where you're going. So I take the typos during the mailbag, and then I take the Dad ate the Halloween candy, and I suddenly picture you like the scene from The Sopranos where you're down next to the dryer with a bunch of Reese's peanut butter cups.
You're like exactly, Mike. Sack. I'm in my house dress, and I go to the hidden candy.
And you're eating your emotions.
No, far from.
Because you are so jolly all the time that sometimes I think it's important
you really
to,
aren't that happy.
Out.
He's masking sadness.
No, yesterday I was not masking sadness.
Are you saying
sadness.
That as a theory?
Yesterday I was sad because I blew the mailbag. I hated it. I hate that.
So there's no root. See, what I do is I say, is there any root cause to that? I mean, because normally
having a soul that's blacker than 1,000 midnights is always a problem.
I can't get
is
through,
Is there
Oscar.
Trouble in paradise?
There is no trouble. Things are great
is
right
Costco
now.
Is Costco closed?
Okay?
Things are good. As a matter of fact, I have something that I'm very much looking forward to tonight and something you might not know about because the last time we talked about it, it was just
I don't
Oscar
believe
and me.
You, by the way. I don't know why I'm having trouble believing. I know you're going to list something very positive, but I just wonder overall. You'd never let anybody know.
Oh, I would tell you
mood.
And I've told you. Not have my you job. Ever in the, Hold in it. The, not my the, job to come in here in a bad mood.
Yeah, he's got to be
that's
jolly.
True. That's true.
It's
that's
your
true.
Job to proofread, though.
Hey, you know, we've been together long enough, I think, where we can evolve a little bit. We can bring the
undercookie
in here.
We're all good at something. And Mike, I'm perhaps the best at being jolly, at least of the three principals.
I would say no one's going to argue that. I probably wear my emotions on my sleeve more than the three of us.
Can you smile and be jolly for me, please, so I can take a picture?
That's what is he doing? He's so
shove some jolly right up his Bolivian ass.
We bust chops on this show, but he can pick at you more than I can pick at you.
We're all family. This is so what I do with my family. This is what we do.
He's not going to be able to pick when I hit him on the back of the head with a shovel.
So I always like to ask, and because we don't do any of our real laundry, we do, but we don't share it with you. I like to ask on the show how things are going.
Things are great.
The kids are happy in school.
Julia might be. Now, here's something that we did discuss, and this just came up today, so it wouldn't have affected yesterday. But Julia is her freshman year of high school, and you know that's sort of a game changer. And I think she's finding school a little more challenging for the first time in her academic career. She's in ninth grade now.
Cruised through it before.
It's no problem for her.
But not in such a way that there are issues where she would be, you know, ruining your life.
No. And I think she's just trying to find her place. Robert's been in a good mood lately. We have Jabril back. Everybody seems to be
Mama
okay.
Mama doing okay. She's had a little upheaval in her life lately. Everything going okay with
the
that?
The weird thing about that is that even though we are in flux and cobra-ing our health insurance, which is expensive,
yes,
but we're trying to figure out our next step. Carrie right now is happier than she's been in 5 years because she's not dealing in retail. She is so happy to no longer be a part of
that.
I
would imagine,
disastrous,
you know, I felt
thing.
That way. You know, when I got laid off from CBS, I had that moment where I kind of really just embraced the downtime. Yep. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest things I ever did in my life was to embrace the downtime.
Yes.
And just say, you know, just chill for a while, regroup, and I was mentally prepared for it. You know, we talk about that long roll up to when we got, you know, laid off. It, I think, steeled me emotionally to be able to kind of deal with that time. And I think it's great that she's doing that. So everything's fine.
Everything is fine. And you know what? All I can say is that I apologize for having an off day.
Mike.
And you know what? They happen.
I sent you a picture. Okay. And... I hope you have your phone
your
on you.
Email.
Me too, Mike.
Okay,
I hope you have
make
it.
Sure.
Okay.
And I think
is it a picture of you moving to Arizona? God, let it be that.
I think there's something else afoot here that we should address. Yeah, I text you a picture.
Oh, okay, I get it. This is when he talks about my weight.
No, not at all.
No, really?
No.
Are you sure?
Is your shirt size changing or...
Oh, so you're not talking about my weight.
I mean, I just
that's the
know.
Picture of you flipping him.
I just,
off.
Yeah,
drumming.
That's it. That's
don't
it.
Drum.
That's all
don't.
I'm doing. Come
I'm it. I'm touching. I'm actually touching your finger on my monitor.
Okay, I'll stop drumming.
I see you drumming right now.
Must be nice to be so goddamn perfect.
I wouldn't have noticed until Mike mentioned your shirt,
right?
And I love your shirts, whether it's
love your shirt,
the Ghostbusters
and the guy
shirt.
In it.
Is everything okay?
Right now, no.
Right
because
now,
you're
no.
being an a**hole. But up until 10:20 Eastern Daylight Time, everything was great. Or we have standard
nice, though,
time
to
now.
Work in an environment where, you know, you two will ask me how I'm doing and we'll share. Because we do this for a living, I think we're more... Yeah, there are many companies out there where you're not allowed to, you know, share that. Or even our business, you know.
It's a fireable offense.
You can't
fat shame someone in the real world.
That's right. Exactly
Only
right.
Only here can you do that.
Only here do you make it a cornerstone of your job.
Right. But hey, 2016, Rob, that's your year. Correct?
That is your year.
Exactly,
man.
You that's bet. Be, that's right. That is, that's the
you
year.
Mean it. I mean,
I thought
no,
we had $1,000
on
the line.
We do.
Right? April.
Yeah.
I will say this, and this is, so I'm fine. I believe, Rob, I think everything's fine.
You got to trust me.
Are you with me on this?
I stand by my text, what? Mike.
Okay.
You didn't read the text.
Read it aloud.
You wrote something.
Oh, I wrote something, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me get out of the picture.
You better proofread it, Oscar.
Yeah, proofread it.
he simply...
Yes. Cheer up, Mike. What did he write?
He simply captioned your picture with "He ate all the candy."
That's right.
That's what he, which is a lie.
That's B, not much of his business.
Well, it was posted on Facebook, so that makes it public domain.
Would you like to purge that?
Sometimes when I eat badly, I really like to let everybody know what I did.
I would say there is still a substantial amount of candy left. I will say there's none of the good candy left.
Yes.
And also, can I tell you this? The complaint had to have come from Julia because Robert doesn't eat chocolate, and I focused exclusively on chocolate candies.
Well, who wouldn't? I mean, that's what you focus on. Can I say this? And I mean this sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have trick-or-treaters because in Cocoonville, they're all gone. They're 50 years old. The daughters and the son. So the thing is, we didn't have candy in the house. We have a maybe an emergency supply like up in a cabinet way, way up there somewhere. I haven't even looked at it. If there was candy, like we used to have in Manassas.
Sure.
One of those little cauldrons of candy around, yeah. I would be out of my mind.
Because
I cannot resist. Candy is for fat people. It is the ultimate
You were
drug,
a candy crush before the game.
And yes, also, he had a candy crush. I have a candy crush. And the thing about Halloween
candy.
Would you figure
how many bars, like full size candy? If you could give a number between Halloween and coming in.
Full size?
And coming into the studio today.
I would say that there were, I think there was.
Ballpark it for me.
I'd say two or three. The only full size bars I remember were Snickers bars, and I did have those. But you know what I really liked?
For a full size, like the big long ones?
But I like, no, well, like, you know, the full size, not the king size. Yeah, full size. What really.
Three, are you saying two or three?
Two or three, yeah. I don't remember. Well, then six. Why not? If we're going to lie, let's lie.
No, I'm asking you. I said two or three because there weren't that many Snickers bars.
Yeah. Let's say two. What else? What else did you eat?
You know what? I loved the fun-sized M&M packets, and I began to realize that if you get the regular M&Ms, the plain, as Tattoo would yell, that is exactly one mouthful, and the peanut M&Ms are inconsistent in their amounts in the fun size. Sometimes seven is fun. Sometimes eight is fun.
Do you know how many M&Ms are inside those packets?
Yeah, it's how, you know, it's how my mind works. I said, I wonder how many's in this one.
I love you.
How many are in this one?
You didn't even know it was coming. You don't know when you give us a gift.
Also, no matter how many times.
The amount of peanut M&Ms in the package.
No matter how many times I eat one, and this has been going on for over 40 years, Mike, I don't like Almond Joy. And still, every year I'll eat one. I'll send them to you.
Maybe they got better this year.
Yeah, you know what?
Rob, hold on. If you open up the fun size peanut M&Ms, how many?
Yeah.
How many is
yeah, what's
a good,
the range?
What is a good number?
I think
that?
Eight. If you can score eight, you're good. And I think they're most commonly eight or nine.
Right.
And what I was doing is I was putting them in my hand and sort of sorting them by color. Because right. I like to see order. I'm so OCD. This is really not even a fat person thing. This is a mental patient thing.
Obsessive compulsive.
I'd put the eight or nine peanut M&Ms in my hand, order them by color, and then eat them usually in pairs.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Do you
this
have
fantastic.
Goals where you're like, okay, if I get a six,
I have one
I'll
goal,
stop.
But he keeps showing up.
If I get a seven pack, I'll stop. Like, do you keep it's like
no,
you're
no,
gambling
no
with the
game.
Candy?
No. It's not like that at all.
A little, and before
gamble
we
with my
here,
health, not the
let
candy.
Me, let me just say this. This is for peanut M&Ms, and I, God knows, can't eat them anymore. I used to love them. If you open up a bag of peanut M&Ms and you've got one that looks like the Elephant Man's forehead,
yes.
Don't eat it. Okay?
Oh, no.
Just don't eat it.
Really?
Because the peanut in there is going to be deformed just like the candy is deformed. Okay?
Mike,
thank you very
you
much.
You see, that's where you and I differ. That's where you and I, John Merrick, is yes. To you, that's a problem. To me, that's what I call the lucky M&M.
Why did you eat me? I'm heinously deformed.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Hey, was he DC
back?
Or Marvel? Elephant Man.
Oh, I don't know.
Bad superhero.
There you go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, everybody's heard us talk about the huge guy, Billy Fasillo.
Yes,
huge. Huge, Caroline. There is a new twist this year coming back to South Florida in the Fusillo Kia commercials. A guy, by the way, tell Rofo, tell Drab, tell everybody, we got to book this guy to get him on the show.
Oh, I don't know, Mike. He seems awfully shy.
He's doing commercials, but now there's a Hispanic element. We'll tell you all about that. It's fantastic. We'll take a break. Come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore. And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search
for Tech 411 Show.
More broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Brand new episode, but of course, Mike, that promo is for Throwback Thursday.
Oh, nice. Put on Instagram.
Oh, man. I am looking at Touch of Modern right now. I'm on the website as we speak, and there is a watch right there. Man, RSW watches, absolutely gorgeous. Wow. Probably some of the best watches I've seen. They've got so much great stuff on Touch of Modern. You want to be the trendsetter in your group, it's easy to be that guy because the latest clothing trends and newest products are available right now at Touch of Modern. I am surfing the website right now, and you can do it right now.
Thank you.
TouchOfModern.com has so much amazingly unique stuff. They scour the globe for it. It's the place for products and stylings for your home, your office, your closet. Touch of Modern has new sales launching literally every day. It is the one website that will elevate your lifestyle with a single click. Quit being a follower. Be a trendsetter. Get some stuff that is truly, truly unique. And you never know what they're going to have there. There's some, you know, right now I'm looking at English laundry cufflinks that are absolutely spectacular.
Cool.
There's actually, they've got Lawless Jerky, internationally inspired jerky, delicious food. That, you know, they're trying all sorts of different stuff, and you're going to love it. Sunglasses, some of the most stylish that I've ever seen. You'll love Touch of Modern. They have new sales launching literally every day. And you'll enjoy this. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. Touchofmodern.com. Really, really cool stuff.
You know what? Time to, you know, hit that website every day with the holidays coming up. You'll find great gifts for everybody.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I talk all the time about this one particular commercial that I discovered when I came down here to South Florida. And
it's William Fusillo, isn't it?
It's William Fusillo. I believe our upstate New York listeners know exactly who I'm talking about based on the last time we had this guy as a subject on the show. A lot of people sent me commercials that he has in upstate New York. And the thing about it is he is constantly advertising. He has just a mega advertising budget. So you see him on every single television commercial. He's heard everywhere, and he's become quite famous. And I look at the Kias that are driven around this neighborhood, and I always look for the Fusillo logo, not because I'm going to buy one, but because I just want to see who's buying this guy's product. So
now, does he still operate in New York and Florida? So he's like a buy. He's on both the top and the bottom of the country.
This guy's got
top and bottom.
This guy's got dealerships all over the country, and I think upstate New York, maybe mid-state New York, is where he is. But he's down here in Cape Coral, Florida. And this guy is all over the place. Now, the new twist, this is the best. I wouldn't talk about him again because I figured we covered that.
We sort of have,
big New York guy that comes out and goes, it'll be huge. I got to tell you, Caroline, I got these great deals right now. We're going to give you a giant. He gives away like cruises, giant screen TVs, and
he's a carny.
Cashback.
He's a carny.
Well, see, I'd like to book him on
the
show.
Well, you know what? We won't say that when we have
him. I would like to book him on the show. That's what I would like to do.
Huge.
Now, he's fabulously wealthy. He has successful dealerships. He gives you swag when you buy cars. That's what he does. That's his
TVs.
That's his
hook.
And just so we know, you mentioned Caroline. Now, Caroline is his sidekick on the commercials, right?
And she maybe she's the sales manager for him down here because he jets all over the place and he does that. It's funny that you put that in quotation
marks. Lazy boys.
Marks. Yeah. He surrounds himself with these women, and the new twist this year is that he has brought in a Latin hottie to speak Spanish during his commercials, and there is
man or woman.
there is an obvious chemistry, if you want to call it that, between these two, and she dances and she speaks rapid fire Spanish. Oscar looked on the internet and we weren't able to get the regular commercial. What we got was a very brief blooper reel of Fusillo Kia and Gloria Ordonez, who is stunningly
beautiful.
A young Marissa Tomei.
You know what she has the look? Is, you know when you sometimes see like the Spanish newscasters from, is it Galavision? And they have those beautiful, beautiful anchors.
Yes.
She's that pretty.
Yes.
She really is.
She's a pretty Latin woman.
Yeah.
Every ad that I've seen so far this fall that I've seen him in has her in there. And it's like, it's a little questionable the way he talks to her, because at one of the commercials he goes, Gloria, tell your peeps. So and then she goes so let me play the 36-second blooper reel that we have here.
You and Diego.
I don't know if you get a little feel for this.
Look at this studio.
Feel for this. Here we go. Let's play that.
Billy, ¿qué tengo que hacer para que me des este carro? How do I get into this car? Oh, my God!
Now he's jumping
on
her.
That's a blooper.
That's assault, Billy.
Now you know what blooper is?
Not a blooper.
Now you know what the blooper is?
Yeah. So
can you describe it, Oscar?
Yeah, Billy Fasillo. She's saying in Spanish, she goes, how do I get into this car?
Right.
And then Billy just leans up against her, presses his big gut right up on her body, and pretends like he's going to make out with her, insinuating that that's how she gets into that car. But then all of a sudden he realizes, whoa, this is on tape. That's a blooper.
You know what? Yeah, he has all the charm.
He's embarrassed, right? He kind of walks away.
Yeah.
Let me play it one more time, okay?
Yeah.
Let me just play this one more time. Here we go.
Billy.
¿Qué tengo que hacer para que me des este carro? How do I get into this car? Oh, my God!
Yeah, Billy, I'll show you.
That's a blooper.
I'll show you.
Now you know what blooper is?
It is great.
Now you know what the blooper is.
Does that sound okay up there, guys?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Mm-hmm. He has all the charm of 2015 Biff Tannen from Back to the Future.
The beauty is there is some sex appeal to Billy. There is
now she knows what a blooper is. No, she knows that you were taking your 300-pound frame and mashing it up against her boobs.
When he kept screaming, that's a blooper, was he pointing at his crotch?
Hey, Mike, doesn't he look like he belongs in The Sopranos now?
Oh, my God. Apps, he's always looked like that.
Yeah, but now with those glasses, I was like, whoa.
I know. He's got the black shirt. He's got the black T-shirt. He's got the black sunglasses, the black pants. And he's like, I'm going to tell you, Caroline, this is going to be fantastic. And there she is with Gloria.
Do you think Caroline's pissed?
I wonder. There was a blonde last year. Not that I'm addicted to these commercials.
But he advertises always. He is always on your television.
He advertises always, and I need to speak to this man.
Huge.
I need to. There is something telling me. And now look, you might say, why do you want to be associated with this guy?
Why not?
Boys, you followed my career. You know that the people sometimes that I gravitate to, maybe our people say, why are you gravitating to? I don't know.
You guys have the same things in common. You're both older, overweight, and you like young women.
That's right.
What's wrong with that?
That's not the reason, Oscar.
You two will go together like peas and carrots.
He's bigger than life. He is. Look, I know that he annoys a lot of people, this guy, but the saturation and then. There's one commercial where he's underneath the little turnaround of his dealership.
All right.
And the lighting is so bad, you can't even see them. And you know that he looks at that and goes, that's fine. Put that on the ear. Put that on the ear tomorrow.
You told us about him for a long time. And then we went down and we did our spring break in Southwest Florida. And I think the third thing we saw when we turned on the TV was him. And
remember
they're
how
not
excited
just,
I got when I said, look, there he is, guys.
And it's not just the 30-second commercials. Sometimes they're like two-minute commercials, and sometimes they're infomercials.
He's one of those guys that have the cable channel down here, too, where he purchased his own channel, and he did commercials 24/7. He was just running. It was his channel, his commercial channel.
That's a great channel.
I don't know. I just I think
we will get him on the
Rob,
show.
Did you ever reach out to the guy when I asked? Did you do that or did Rofo do that?
That was never on my plate. I think that might have dated back to other employees. The first time we reached out to him, but
and,
I will. I'll reach out to him today.
Did we get a no the first time?
I actually don't even recall, but I will get a yes today. I will call him today. I can't imagine he would turn down this free publicity.
Right,
Mike. I found that also Fasillo. They
import olive oil.
They were the title sponsor for Viva Cape Coral.
He is tapping into the Hispanic community
down here.
Which
is a Latin festival.
And doesn't he sort of associate himself, even though he's in Cape Coral in your neighborhood? Doesn't he also sort of lean inland to Tampa somehow?
Coral. He might have more dealerships. I can't keep track of the guy. I don't know where he.
Well, this is why we have to speak to him.
Yeah, I love this man. He's a genius.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm trying to see if his commercials are hard.
Like
to
he said, look, I've
online.
Been with Caroline for years. It's time to spice things up.
That's right.
Yes. But I don't, you know, the thing
Caroline
is
getting a
think...
lateral promotion into the body shop. That's the problem. She'll be working on tires and lug
Caroline,
nuts.
Caroline, for... you're in service now. Deal with
right,
the
this,
warranties.
This is scary when I just
greet
play
the
one
customers.
Of these.
We're going to put Gabby in front of the camera.
This is, I hate to play, but this is for purpose of, I have, this is BDC installation. Facilokia Cape Coral, TK
right.
Worldwide. I don't know what it's going to be, so bear with me if this
no
comes
problem,
on
no
here.
Problem.
I have no idea exactly what it's going to be. Maybe these are the people that
I,
you know,
I he's also a big
like
partner
that.
In... Oh, what's this?
Hold on just a sec. All right, here we go. I don't know. No, no,
Despierta,
no. Despierta
Southwest Florida. Which
what
is
that?
Wake Up Southwest Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's right. Into that as well.
Sure. Well, he's excited
Billy,
anytime he wakes up.
Please put some of your commercials on.
He's changed his number to 855 Grande Kia.
Oh, boy.
That's
oh,
a huge
my.
Kia.
Oh, you know why he had to? Because he's taking money from Big Kia. He's all
you know,
about Big Kia.
The funny oh, thing is, the guy is kind of elusive. So anyway, that's it. I'll,
well,
I'll
he's a wild
out.
Card. We'll find
we're gonna,
him.
We're going to reach out, and I will go. If I have to go down there and talk to the guy, if I have to drive down to Cape Coral,
you be
I'll,
careful,
I'll
Mike. You'll end up maybe, on a TV commercial.
Put Rofo on this, please. And
you got it.
Tell Rofo, much as I hate to do it, I will assist if
oh.
I have to.
Oh, you'll finesse it for him. Yeah.
I think this man needs to be on our program. That's just my opinion. And, you know, with guys like that, you know, hey, come take a trip in the jet. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back. Yeah, a little fantasies
hey,
that I enjoy.
Hey, you're funny. I like your show. You do voices. Have you ever been to
I'm
Cuba?
Gonna keep you, I'm going to keep you around in my permanent court jester.
Come here, jester. Here, I got your shoes with bells on them.
This guy's a panic. Hold on. Hey, Vinny, he's wearing the same shirt as me. Throw him out of the plane. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our Amazon MVP contest.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, just make the Mike O'Meara Show Amazon most valuable purchase. All you have to do is shop through our Amazon page and then tell us what you bought by emailing us at MVP@MikeO'MearaShow.com. MVPs will be featured on the show, and even better, this Christmas, we will cover the cost. Over. I'll say it like Agent Starling does in Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
And even better, Dr. Lecter, this Christmas, we will cover the cost of the MVP purchases. We will take five randomly chosen people, and we will pay for their purchases. That is our MVP pledge to you. It is our treat. That's truly MVP treatment and a little holiday magic. Anybody can win, and any purchase can win, but MVP purchases have Doppel the chance
yes,
to win this holiday
doppel.
Season. Doppel the chances. Rob, you're the one that's taking all these in. Is there anything that I should add to this to make sure that people know what's going
well,
on?
Well, one thing you should know is that this week's MVP is Joan Kelly of Carmichael, California.
Joan
Thank
Kelly.
Thank you, Joan. You're awesome.
Way to go, Joan.
We Good are stuff. Accepting your entries at MVP@MikeO'MearaShow.com. Just make sure you include your proof of purchase and know that all the rules are available at our website, so check them out.
Amazon button on our website. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Buy stuff, send us your proof of purchase, and get ready to win. All right. Welcome back to the show. It's time to spotlight Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen.
No
oh,
one expected
Pony Boy.
This.
I promise
He's
I won't
back,
yell
baby.
Either. I promise I won't yell. But
I
Pony,
just yelled at him without even yelling at him.
Yeah,
it was great.
With his
is,
eyes.
How, okay. Oh, dear God.
Well, it's his segment, you know.
Pony Boy! It's pony time! Get up!
Pony, pony,
pony,
pony.
Oh.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
Pony Boy?
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
He loves
fun,
to smoke.
Fun, fun, fun.
Fun, fun, fun. And if you smoke yourself to death.
That was a lot of fun.
Now, well, we have a lot of fun when we talk to Matt Bloom.
Okay, because I was talking about with our MVP contest, shopping on Amazon through our app. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of stuff about our app online.
Yes,
yesterday.
I can answer these questions.
Oh, cool. So I'll pivot
I'm the
over
app
to
guy,
you,
yes.
Oscar
pivot,
Santana.
Pivot, Pony, you get a reprise.
Okay, a reprieve.
Whatever. This is the deal. This is the deal, people.
You get a reprise. You have to sing another song.
Please. One more intro. This is the deal with app. I thank you for your patience, those of you that use the app. There is a rogue advertiser out there that has ads that will play just automatically once in a while.
That's no good.
Yes. I blocked all the Google ads that come in from Google, all of them that come into the mobile yesterday, because I talked to Todd because we did Tech 411 and he's having the same problem with some of his apps. So this is not just our app.
Can you do me a favor, yes, just because I was going to do this? Yeah. You jumped in. If you can just give the listeners a little background on the issue so that if there's somebody that's had a problem,
great
they say,
question.
Oh, that's what I was dealing with. So they all know. Right. First of all, talk about the problem. Talk about what you're doing to fix it. And that would
first
be
off, helpful. Remember, it's free, people. It's free. Right. All right. One. Let's all remember it's free. It's not free for me or Todd or anybody else because we're working on it, but it's free for you. So remember that.
Well, I mean,
if
it's free, you still want it to work seamlessly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, clearly. But when we're not paying anything, we're not paying anything to build that. We can only do so much, right?
Okay.
It won't always be perfect when you're not paying for anything. So that being said, I dug in this weekend when I saw the problems were popping up,
and what you're saying by the free thing, and just to clarify this, is that because you're saying that when it's free, if you're not, you're not able to deliver the content advertiser free when you have a free app,
so
because that's the only way you can get it.
I'll say this, that what I mean by it's free is that the Michael Mara Show as an enterprise does not pay Free App Company or Todd Moore any money to build and make sure that this thing is stable. So we're doing the best we can with the resources we have.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's free. So we can't, if there's
you were talking about the listeners.
No. I'm talking about on our end.
It's us that's being cheap.
Well, Mike, to be fair to you, we couldn't afford it if we wanted to. We just couldn't.
Right.
Bottom
right.
line. So we're doing the best we can with the resources we have, right?
Okay. Right.
So when there is a problem, you write into support at freeappcompany.com. I see the problem. Sometimes it's a login issue. I send it to Pony. He'll give you your credentials. You're good to go. But as of this past week, I've been getting...
You're talking about the app stopping, like the show stopping
in
the
middle.
Can
I get to the point, please?
Okay.
As of this past week...
And Mike, remember, it's free.
Yes.
You have to remember
that. As of this past week... Why would you roll your eyes?
Because I roll my eyes at you occasionally.
Okay.
I do.
Is it not free? Are we paying? Is there a check we're handing over? Yeah. No, I don't think so. Right. So that being said, when there's a stability problem with the app and there's a new iOS out.
Didn't we pay for the app to get developed?
No.
Yeah, we did. I paid Yoko and company, and I paid...
No, I think that was the website.
Remember, there's Todd Moore, and there's Chris Yoko. Two white guys, but different guys.
Todd is taller, right?
Yes.
I thought we paid for certain stuff. I know we paid for them to develop it, I thought.
That was the website. The website we currently use. Details, Mike.
I can't keep track of what I paid for.
So, bottom line is this.
A lot of people latching onto this little right breast.
Yes.
That's for sure. Okay,
so...
I've always preferred your left.
That's the bigger one. Look,
for now,
the app's been crashing for some people. What I would suggest is this, is delete the app and reinstall it, and it should stabilize. It probably has to do something with the latest iOS update.
Okay.
So know that. And two, that, and if there are any rogue ads playing, they should be gone. If they are not, please feel free to write in, because we're trying to get to the bottom of this.
So would it be helpful to you if when a rogue ad comes through, they tell you what the ad is?
Yes, that definitely helps. Yes.
Okay.
And three, you should know that we are working on an update that should fix all of this without having to delete it and reinstall it. We are on it. We are developing.
Cool.
Okay, that's good. I just wanted to make sure people knew about that. And
I just wish, this is what I wish. I wish, again, because this was built through Free App Company, which is something that I started a couple years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to serve this enterprise. I wish that there was someone I could call and yell at. I can't call and yell at anybody.
So you're saying the buck stops with you and Todd.
The buck stops with me and Todd, so I can yell at ourselves, but we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, but
with
Todd
what we
is, you know, I mean, it's something that, you know, you guys have...
We take pride in it.
Regardless of free, and you might hear that a lot, the fact is Todd and Oscar take this very seriously.
Seriously.
And they do care about it. And so, you know, they're on it. And I like the fact that, you know, if you look on social media, Oscar's pretty diligent about getting back to people that have an issue. And I will also give a little tip of the cap to the listeners that when I read this, there were people that were just talking about having an issue. They weren't
totally
doing
cool.
the whole whining thing about it. They were saying, and, you know, this this is, look, I've always looked at this show as a partnership with our listeners.
Here, here.
And we appreciate, A, the fact that you do let us know when something's not going the way it should
be
going.
We need to know.
And B, we appreciate your patience. And we also appreciate the respectful way that you share this with us. And there are multiple ways, obviously, to get this show,
yeah,
to listen to this show. But we know how important, and especially how to many of you the important the app is, and that you, that is your primary way of listening to this show. When I'm in my automobile, I listen to this show with the app.
It will,
that's it. I know how important it is, will, and I'm glad we're working on
it. Thank you, Mike. It will continue to evolve, and as really, as for me included, as the app evolves, you're going to get so much more than you ever expected.
And that's ever growing, ever organic.
And, you know, Rob's been privy to really the layout of what the future holds for this platform. And it's
right,
really exciting. It's just a matter of getting through these growing pains.
And also, yeah, if anytime you hit an issue, we are all available via email.
Yeah.
We're all available via Facebook. And I promise you, and we've done it, we'll drop what we're doing to help you guys,
yes,
out. But you got to let us know.
And getting back to the whole free thing that Oscar was talking about, you know, this show is... I think you already know. We care a lot about the way it sounds.
Yeah.
We care a lot about getting you the product technically that we can get you with our resources,
mm-hmm,
that are not a major corporation, that are limited. We have had, you know, in the past, we have had a year where we can get support from folks that that are there, and it allows us to do things technically.
Oh, yeah.
This year, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I'm not going to put a donate button up on our page, but this year we have tried to do things and be more standalone,
mm-hmm,
and I think we're doing a really terrific
Hell
job.
Yeah, boy.
But the fact is, we, you know,
we're
we,
still
we've
a
done
startup.
It.
We're still a
startup,
family.
And we still
a young company,
you know,
of not many
are,
people.
Every single week, and I'm not crying poor mouth here. I don't want to do that. Every single week, when it comes to the technical end of things on this show and things we'd like to have and things we'd like to do, there are decisions that we make that are based on, you know, can we? And,
right,
you know, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard. It, you know, we still try to do the best we can with the equipment we have. And we can't, you know, we're not NBC or Fox where we come in and we stroke a check to solve the problem. God knows I wish I could do that, but we can't do that. Yes, Oscar.
My passion, and I appreciate you, if I could just dovetail on what you just mentioned, my passion for yelling that it's free does not come from a place where I really want to just highlight the fact that we are making a wine out of water, right?
Right.
It comes from a place where some people will write in and say, why don't you just do this?
Right.
And I wish I could. I wish I was a programmer.
Yep,
I wish,
right,
I had 20 hours to set aside to write some code. I just, mm-hmm, we're doing the best we can. And by the way, we're doing a great job with what we have. And I can't thank the people enough that write in and post and say, and they're patient with what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, and I believe that we all know in this room that the future of this program and how people consume it is really on mobile, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're
Absolutely.
Getting there. And we are
Absolutely.
Ahead of the curve, let me tell
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once again, it all comes down to the listeners as far as sharing this show
yeah.
with your friends, telling people that might have been fans of the show in years past that this is out there and this is available. And, you know, just as a tip of the hat, and as I said, I'm not trying to cry poor mouth, but as a tip of the hat, to the guys that work behind the scenes and help us out, not just the guys on the show, but everybody else. This has been a tough year for us. This has been a tough year. It really, really has. And you know what? They're doing a lot more with a lot less. And I think that's good. And not because we're not doing better as a show. We do good every year. We're doing better than we did last year. But that goes to, you know, people's lives and taking care of people. And that
yeah.
is something that we're, you know, we're always trying to work to get it better. And I appreciate the feedback. God knows I appreciate the listeners that support
yes.
What we do. I don't, you know, when you think back to what we did on this show, we had a donate page.
Yep.
We had a donate button that we were up there. And very, very quickly after that, we decided, no, we're going to offer, you know, this bonus content. And we're going to also offer advertising to get this done.
We
want to
give you something for
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And so with that said, if there happens to be a Billy Fasolo out there that would like to give us a little stipend to just kick us over the top so that we are not treading water going into the holidays, breathing, struggling for every dime. I'm sorry.
Maybe we can do a live broadcast from his Wake Up Cape Coral Spanish Festival that he's at.
If, you know, I, you know, we would
Viva
be
Mike.
To,
Viva.
We, you know,
Viva
we would, we would all, we would, you know, we would actually do the rest of the shows for the rest of the years from IKEA.
That's
I
right.
swear to God, we would. We would do that. To, we would do that. To, well,
then I better start losing weight right now.
Yes, thank you very much. But I think I understand what Oscar's talking about, even though I am a technology challenged because I am getting older. But at the same time, I will tell you that this is old age, boys, in my opinion. Old age is when you TiVo a particular program that you like, that you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you look and you say, oh, there's a new episode that it caught. Fantastic. Looking forward. You sit down and you turn it on. And like so many of the shows, I will use the example that that jarred me into this discussion, Homeland. Ah. And you see Homeland. And what do they do like so many of these shows? Previously on Homeland. And then they run the previous show that you believed you had watched. And there is all this content that you are unfamiliar with. You go back because you happen to have it in your DVR.
Right.
You have it stored. And you go back and look at the episode. And it says resume, which means
you've watched it.
You've not only watched it, but you've only watched maybe
you've
28 minutes of it, and you fell asleep, and you turn the TV off because you fell asleep, and then you turn it back on. And last night, I watched an episode and a half of Homeland that was just jam full of content. But I don't know if I'm alone or whether it is age thing. But I, you know, when I will watch television until the eyes are so heavy that the power button goes off, and so you know.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you.
It's not an age thing. Honestly, I think it happens
it might
because
be
you're in a twilight as you're going to bed watching the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I just say to Mandy Patinkin, who is one of the
fabulous
on Homeland, okay?
I just want to say, Mandy, you're banging the wrong girl. You're banging a real problem child. That's going to bite you in the ass. Saul's going to get so bitten in the ass this year. And I'm not talking sexually, okay?
No, okay.
I'm talking the fact that, ooh, this is a big...
Hey, don't ruin anything. No spoilers.
I'm terribly sorry. No,
but you know, Mike, as far as it being an old age thing, I'm right on your tail.
Yes.
I had a great old age moment a couple weeks ago when I tried to phone in a prescription and I couldn't do it until I found my reading glasses.
Yeah.
And you never feel older.
Remember when these were just occasionally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've brought them in here a couple times. Sometimes I just need them, but... I have been watching. The second time I think I was binge watching. What was it? Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie came in and said, "You watched this one yesterday," and I said, "Did I?"
So you'd actually forgotten what you watched?
But sometimes it is just in the background if you're not 100% focused.
Yeah,
and it'll just roll right over.
Well, see, I'm talking about forgetting that I actually didn't finish the episode. So that when I go back to it and it says resume, I realize, oh, my God, I didn't just
maybe
fall
Michael
asleep.
Was watching Homeland.
Maybe we got...
I remembered it up until like 28 minutes. And then the rest of the show I had...
Was it bedroom viewing?
It can be either. I can nod out on the couch.
Are you still having full meals in bed?
No, I really have a
wow,
avoided
he is
that.
Really like a 747 today.
He remembers these things.
He sure is.
The full meals. No,
you have
I can't even tell
New York
I can't even,
strip in
I
bed.
I cannot,
that's well, something you don't forget.
Carl has been around.
It's also
so
something you don't always bring up always. So
I believe last evening I was allowed to enjoy some television with my evening meal.
Oh.
I came in a little later in the afternoon. Mrs. O'Mara had already dined with the boy, and I was able to enjoy a lovely sandwich and an apple and a low calorie oatmeal cookie in front of the telly.
Not bad.
You must have been very well behaved if you've got an apple and a cookie.
But speaking of apple, I will say the only thing I enjoyed an apple in bed last night.
That's not bad.
Nice, crunchy, not a crispy cream.
Honey Crisp?
By the way, Krispy Kreme coming to Fort Myers.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Krispy Kreme coming to Fort Myers, boys. Just thought I'd share that.
Hey, what about that donut place you love? The local
place. DJ Donuts.
You know what? It's Bennett's
DJ.
Fresh Roast. Bennett's Fresh Roast. I am not going down there because I knew yesterday when I got out on the golf course that the losing the LBs has resulted in a much better experience for me when I'm out there.
I was bitching last
year about my failing body. My failing body is because I was carrying a ridiculous amount of weight around. And now, you know, with a little less of that, it's going to be good.
What'd you shoot?
95. I'm sorry. That's the truth.
I thought it was a joke.
95?
Wow. I shot 95. Yeah.
Were you shooting at the wrong hole?
No. Some people like to shoot their age. He likes to shoot the temperature.
I thought you were like an awesome golfer.
Yeah. I used to be. I haven't played in years, and I'm now an 18 handicap. I was a 7 handicap. That's how bad I am now.
Man.
If you'd like, I will report on scores. If that's where we're going with the show now, that you're going to bust my balls about golf scores that I have.
I apologize. I thought you were giving me a punchline.
Don't you understand that I'm a cripple?
You realize he's only a few shots away from not being able to fit the score in the card.
You live on a golf course.
You can't shoot
95.
I have played once. That's it.
Are you alone? Tell me no one saw this.
No, I was in a foursome yesterday with my neighbor down the street, my neighbor Steve, and my neighbor Mike, and my neighbor George.
On the 18th hole, did they yell back to you and say, do you want us to wait, or can we just go?
Oh my God. Very sad right now.
It is sad.
On that note, you know, the next time I break 90, I'm going to tell you. And I can't wait. You know how it goes. Yeah, might never ever happen again.
You might break 90 on your age before you do on the golf course.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Glad you boys are having a good time. Okay, assholes, we're going to take a break right now and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode, I'm going to tell you about a brand new Beatles release that you don't want to miss.
The Beatles!
And I'm going to tell you about some Grammy hopefuls that are amazing and you probably never heard of them.
Plus, it's our Halloween show. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Speaking of golf,
yes.
In my golf bag, I have I've discovered a cache of my old Vistaprint cards.
Hey, lucky you.
And they are beautiful, and I love it. They're the ones that say, you know, listen and you'll get it.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful with the Mike O'Mara Show logo on there. Tough to run a small business. You got to ABC, always be closing. Vistaprint helps you do that with the best deal online. 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. By the way, we still love it when you send us copies of your business card. It's lovely to do that. We put them in our special listener drawer. We'd love you to do that. Trust me, nothing greater than whipping out a beautiful Vistaprint business card to make a first impression with a client. Upgrade to their signature stock and you can add a fancy finish. You can go double-sided. I did that. Or even raised print. I did that as well. Vistaprint does it all. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitations, anything you need for home or business. Plus, Vistaprint has the best customer service, and they guarantee you will be happy. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right, ladies and gentlemen. Get your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. ABC, baby.
News.
The makers of a breathalyzer app called Back Tracker, or BAC Tracker, I think that's what it is. BAC Tracker looked at user data from NFL fans. I was going to put this on the show yesterday, and we were going to talk about it. I thought I'd throw it into news you may not need. They looked at different data from NFL fans in different cities, checked what their average blood alcohol content was on game day this season, and came up with the 10 teams with the drunkest fans.
Hey!
Oh, nice! This is what data should be used for.
Exactly.
This is what makes the internet fun as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hazard a guess as to what team came in number one?
Oh, man.
You know, I would lean towards the Washington Redskins because they have a legendary, badly behaved tailgating crowd.
You are incorrect.
I'm going to say the New York Giants.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Tony, would you like to hazard a guess?
Yeah, how about Philadelphia?
Good guess.
Diego, how about you? You want to weigh in on this one, Diego?
I'm going to go to West Coast, San Diego, Chargers.
San Diego, not on there. Ladies and gentlemen, Buffalo Bills fans, yay!
Hey!
Are the drunkest with an average blood alcohol level of 0.076, just under the legal limit to drive.
Wow.
And now Diego was close. Lions and Eagles fans are tied for second at... No, I'm sorry, Pony was close. Lions and Eagles fans tied for second at 0.69, followed by, in this order, the Browns, Cardinals... There's Diego's Chargers.
Yes.
The Dolphins, the Colts, and there they are, ladies and gentlemen, your Washington Redskins. Hey!
You know, it would be higher if they didn't charge $19 for a beer.
Could someone argue, though, that the Bills fans may be the most responsible because they're actually keeping track of how drunk they are?
Tough to say that when I see that viral video of a guy spinning around on the bat and running into the bus and knocking himself out.
That was classic.
I don't know, but we got pierogies too. It's not just beer.
How you doing over there? Bengals supporters are the most sober fans in the NFL. That's kind of sad.
That is sad.
Weird reason. The Bengals fans had a blood alcohol level of just 0.015. That's like one beer.
That's enough.
Followed by the Titans, Saints, Giants, Texans, Ravens, Broncos, Seahawks, Cowboys, and Patriots. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough data for five teams. The Rams, the Raiders. If there wasn't enough data, the Raiders, I think, would be up there, I would think.
I would think so.
The Jets, Jaguars, and Buccaneers, so they weren't included. Also, the survey found no connection between how drunk fans get and how good or bad their team's record is.
Now, any connection between how drunk the team is?
I'm not quite sure.
Just curious.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton finally admitted they're doing it. But
yes!
nobody was surprised, including Blake's ex, Miranda Lambert. A source says, quote, "She was not surprised to hear of the romance. They were always pretty flirty. Miranda and Blake were on the rocks on and off and knew that this could always be a possibility. Not only was she not surprised, she doesn't care. Quote, she has nothing against Gwen and thinks she is a very talented artist. Whomever Blake is with, she wishes them the best."
He upgraded. He won the lottery.
Gwen Stefani has been, not only is she hot, she's been hot for 20 years.
Yeah, and she still looks
dynamite.
The CMA Awards were last night, and it was kind of weird, that whole, I actually felt tremendous angst for both of them just because they are such a public couple.
Yep.
Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton. So they were, you know, I didn't watch it, but I saw clips of it, and they were
Blake
there.
Blake seems like
weird.
He's the type of guy to break her off like a good chunk of money.
Think so?
Right.
Yeah. And a licorice hat.
Yeah.
She can keep it for the ride.
He's got the Pizza Hut money.
Oh, that's right. Barbecue pizza.
Yeah.
The big winners at last night's CMAs were the little Big Town and Chris Stapleton. They each took home three trophies. Luke Bryan won his second straight Entertainer of the Year award, and this will make her feel better. Miranda Lambert was named Female Vocalist of the Year.
So they had to give her something, Mike.
Wasn't she also up for Best Ex-Wife?
You're terrible. That's terrible, poor woman.
Yeah,
that's
right, Oscar. She didn't win Best Ex-Wife.
No, she didn't. No, that's terrible. I should be laughing. Okay, here is something that I will include anytime this comes across my desk.
Yeah.
A sex tip from Ronda Rousey. You know that I have a thing for Ronda Rousey. I love her fights. It's great to watch her. I think she has been phenomenal for the sport of mixed martial arts. If you need to use lube, you're not doing it right, according to Ronda Rousey.
Oh,
there it is.
More like Ronda a Rousey. Am I right, ladies?
That is so good.
She says, quote, "In general, a girl takes a minute. He needs to get her ready. You should never need lube in your life." Quote, "If you need lube, then you're being lazy and you're not taking your time." Now, that to me would be a phenomenal amount of pressure for any man who was going to squire Ronda Rousey.
I always find it arousing when I put my hand around a girl's back and she's got bigger lats than I do. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's a little sad. So she doesn't do it for you at all? Ronda Rousey doesn't do it for you?
I don't want a girl that can beat me up.
Yeah, because let's say you rushed the foreplay and she gets upset and then she breaks your neck. Yeah. Not good. It'll ruin the mood.
Yeah, like the foreplay is in full effect and you get an armbar all of a sudden because you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
Is everything good for you, ma'am? Ronda, what are you doing? Oh, God! Anyway, meanwhile,
you're tapping out on the headboard.
Here's something else, Ronda. Here's something else she hates in the bedroom. Quote, "If my teeth are repeatedly hitting your teeth, then there's a problem with what you're doing. If your teeth hit my teeth more than a few times, I'm over it already." So that's a little odd.
That's a weird thing to focus on, isn't it?
Well, she's got big teeth.
I know, but it's not like Jerry Seinfeld teeth or anything. happening.
Well, by the way, have you ever? I've done this on for our Ustream viewers, and I'll do it for the people that watch this on video.
Yeah,
this is the Ronda Rousey angry look going into the fake smile.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just feel like Ron is the type of woman that will use her cervix as a weapon. I just can't handle that.
Yeah.
30-year-old Gianclaudio Marengo is a recovering drug addict from Rimini, Italy. And he and seven other people from his rehab center trained for the past several months to run the New York City Marathon this past Sunday. He actually did it. But since he was the slowest person in his group, he got separated. When he looked at his pack, he realized he'd lost his map and hotel key.
Oh,
no. Plus, he didn't speak a word of English. So he slept in the park that night.
That seems like not the best way to handle that situation.
Seems like a lot of things he could have done, even with a language barrier.
Yeah.
Well, his team reported him missing. He knew the group was flying out of JFK Airport the next morning.
He's a no-home!
But he went there to meet them. And security thought he was homeless and kicked him out of the airport. Oh. He doesn't speak English, the poor guy. So he got on the subway and he just rode it all day and night. It's
good plan.
Guy.
Did he think that the subway was going to like take him to Italy? It doesn't
morning,
have that train.
It ends well. The cop on the subway was reading a newspaper article about the missing runner, realized it was the guy sitting across from him. So he bought him some food, took him to the hospital, and helped him find a flight home. That's a happy ending.
That is a happy ending for the world's
Gianclaudio.
Stupidest. The world's stupidest marathon runner.
Hey, come on now. You don't want to find. Go to a pizzeria. Hey, come on, idiot.
I sleep at the park.
And now a little something, something. A family in northern England lost their 10-year-old cat, Phoenix, 18 Aww. Months ago,
Aww.
And put up flyers all over their neighborhood, but they couldn't find him. Welcome to Wink News here in South Florida. I'm your anchorman. Michelle Humber is the mom. She's 33 and says her 5-year-old son, Ronnie, was devastated. Then the other cat died last month.
Oh.
So they decided to get little Ronnie a new cat and picked one out at a local shelter. But when they went to pick it up last weekend, their old cat, Phoenix, was sitting in the cage right next to it.
Ah!
First, Ronnie noticed that it looked a lot like Phoenix. Then they realized it was Phoenix.
Aww.
Ronnie was thrilled to be united with Phoenix the cat. When Phoenix was asked about it, he said, "I really don't give a f-."
Didn't see that one coming.
Thank you, I know. That's why I did the whole thing like that. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with the audio ball, and Rob's be wreck. You know, cats don't care about people.
How's that?
That's coming up next up.
Nice.
Cats also don't talk.
Thank you.
Omericast is back and bigger than ever. A new studio brings us better sound, stereophonic quality, Technicolor, and of course, more Mermelstein. More special effects, a whole lot more fun, more connectivity so that we can bring you back into the show. Omericast is here for you to keep you in touch with more. Sponsored by Feed Your Cats Right. Try Mother Hubbard's Fruit Friskas.
Not funny.
Marcus. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, Blue Apron.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's a good thing to need to know how to cook. You know that? Really.
Yeah.
You need to get that. I mean, that's something that can just improve your life dramatically, and you can do it with Blue Apron. Excuse me.
Blue.
My upper plate came loose here. You can finally put your kitchen to good use. Besides cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money. We have saved money with Blue Apron. We have also lost weight with Blue Apron because each of their meals is 517 calories. We're happy about that. And you don't have to get the expensive takeout. Where do you start? Blue Apron's a great place. You should do that. BlueApron.com. Less than $10 a meal. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron will make it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes. Here they are. Here's one. Delicious. Jerk chicken and maduros with stewed collard greens and charred limes.
Mm.
Or ponzu and tahini soba noodle salad with cabbage and heirloom beets. Yum.
So good.
They put incredible food together, and it's delicious, and it's good for you, and you will love it, and you'll educate yourself.
Yeah.
And as we discussed on the show earlier this week, ain't education the best?
The best.
Right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, November 5, 2015. Take it away, Rab.
You were kind enough to mention the CMAs in the news you may not need. Now, it seems to me there is a country music award show every 10 days on television.
It is that way.
But this is the big one. And
yeah, this is the biggie.
And normally they're on CBS. For some reason, this was on ABC last night. I don't know if they swap networks. There was one great thing. You know, ABC is the best at promoting shows with other shows on ABC. They did a bit on Jimmy Kimmel last night. There's a very popular country singer named Jake Owen. And they did a fake commercial with him where he became not Jake Owen, but Jay Cohen.
Well, hey, I'm Jake Owen. Some of you might like to call me Jay Cohen. What I love more than country music is the wonderful festive holiday of Chanukah. So, come celebrate with me and my family.
With songs like, Let's Do Jewish Stuff.
Let's all do Jewish stuff, stuff that Jewish people do. Whatever it is that you guys do, let's do it. Come on.
Lighting the pointy candle thingy.
Light it up, scream and shout, make a wish and then blow it out.
No! Plus many more. Chunky Tonk Chanukah, Reuben the Red-Nosed Rabbi, Maccabee Truckabee, Flat Tater Tots, Matzah Ball Rock, Who Does Santa's Taxes, and the instant classic, Nobody's Coming to Town.
Because nobody's coming.
Available at Walgreens.
Who does Santa's taxes?
What Walgreens. What show again?
That Kimmel did that.
Yeah, but what show does he like? What's the?
What
I guess they're putting together the CMAs.
Yeah, because ABC had the CMAs last night. So they're doing country music throughout
all
the
week.
I think
that's cool.
So that was a good tie in there. Also, it was all over social media last night. This thing with Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton singing the song Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.
It's so easy to root against Justin Timberlake because he's been so good for so long, but he really did wow the crowd last night. He sounds great.
I love it when country goes in that direction.
Like a soul
kind of
music.
Classic soul blues stuff they do. That
it was great.
I'll tell you something. Modern country has so much. I mean, I know it sounds trite to say, but song after song sounds so formulaic to
me. We've done an experiment on this show where we laid.
They're all the same.
Eight country songs back to back, and they all match up. Last night, also, Julia would want me to mention Fall Out Boy did a great job on the CMAs.
Oh, really?
They did a duet with
some. They're not a country band, though.
No, but neither is really Justin Timberlake. So what they were doing is taking pop singers and putting them with country performers.
Such a big format.
And they did a great job. But boy, did they look establishment. They were wearing ties.
Really?
I can't wait to ask Julia. I said, hey, you know that drummer that never wears a shirt? How do you like him in a coat and tie?
Wow.
It might sour it for him. Yes. Mike, it's a big deal. Donald Trump is going to host Saturday Night Live this Saturday.
Yeah.
And NBC loves the controversy.
Yeah, they love the controversy.
Again, the promos that they put up online, usually on Wednesday, that they never seem to air on NBC, but they always put them on the website.
Yeah.
Here's one that got pulled for being too controversial.
Because of equal time rules for television, Mr. Trump can only speak for 4 seconds in this promo.
So let me just say this. Ben Carson is a complete and total loser.
So they got enough flack that they said they pulled it based on that. Ben Carson replies to that.
I discovered when I was in grade school that those tactics really are for grade school.
And then they woke him up.
Can you get a faster pattern of speech, please?
I swear to God. You know, as a broadcaster listening to him, you are so right.
Yep.
It drives me nuts.
If he gets elected president, the evening news is going to have to go to 68 minutes because they won't be able to get his sound bites.
It's like Max Headroom. He's going to be our president.
And also, I want to applaud Donald Trump, who is actually in the NBC building this week because he's on Saturday Night Live, but still did a phoner to the Today Show. Didn't come by.
That's funny.
Phoned in. Speaking of television, let's close with this. Coming back, a show that was very popular when I was in, I think, seventh grade, The Greatest American Hero, is being retooled and brought back to television.
Oh, wow.
And you remember the theme.
Look at what's happened to me.
You know, though, come on.
Oh, I know. There are many better shows than this. But, Mike, I think I can save it and leave you with a better flavor in your mouth. Do you remember George Costanza's answering machine?
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out. or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Where can I be? That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or a package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.